Decorate your virtual Christmas tree. There's a loud knock at your door, and you open it to find a large, spiky, green pine tree standing in front of you. You stare at the tree in amazement, and are shocked when it suddenly speaks to you. Hi, it's me! You wonder if maybe you're hallucinating. Has the Christmas spirit got to you a little too much? You contemplate shutting the door again, but then a woman's face pops out from behind the tree. It's me, Claire! Claire beams at you. I've brought some festive treats to get you in the mood for Christmas. Can I come in? This tree's heavy and my arms are beginning to ache. You step back and allow Claire inside. She staggers slightly under the weight of the tree. Where do you want it? Claire asks you. Show me the way. She follows you through to where you want the tree and then puts it down with a sigh of relief. Phew, that thing's heavy. But it's real, just smell the needles. I think it's so much nicer than an artificial one. Even better, this tree still has roots on it, so it won't drop the pine needles everywhere. All you need to do is water it, and then after Christmas, you can put it outside and it will last until next year. It's much more eco-friendly and definitely kinder to the Christmas tree. I've got some other surprises too, Claire says, putting down a bag. In here is a special Christmas playlist of festive tunes. Do you want to put it on while I pop outside to where the rest of the surprises are? Having been given a task, you put the playlist on, and Claire disappears, returning a few moments later carrying an intriguing-looking large box. She puts it down very carefully. First things first, we need some nibbles and a few drinks to set the festive mood. I've brought some mince pies and a plate of snacks. There's vegetable batons, dips, as well as some crisps and nuts. Help yourself to what you fancy. There's also a bottle of ginger wine. We always have it at Christmas. Just a small amount made up with hot water. It's a bit like grown-up squash. If you prefer, I also have a flask of non-alcoholic punch. Claire takes the feast out of her bag and arranges it on a table, so you can help yourself. You feel your stomach rumble, and you take a handful of nibbles and begin to eat. While Claire opens up the large box, she lifts off the lid to reveal a tray of sparkling baubles, big, bright and shiny glass trinkets that sparkle in the light. It's like a box full of treasure and you can't help but gasp. Claire smiles with delight at your reaction. Gorgeous, aren't they? I'm a complete magpie and love anything shiny, so I've brought along a huge selection of things to decorate the tree. You can decide what we put on. There are lots of colours. You can go for a rainbow tree or you can be more traditional and classic and stick to a colour scheme. The choice is yours. Have a look through the box and see what takes your fancy. The box is a bit like Mary Poppins's carpet bag. It has layers and layers of ornaments. The more you take out, the more there seems to be. There are small baubles, long thin icicles, large round spheres and oval bubbles in classic shades of red, gold, silver, green and white. But there are more modern colours of purple, pink, turquoise and blue. It's like looking at glass sweets, and you can't resist touching the ornaments, running your hand over the smooth glass curves, the gritty sparkle of the glitter, and the soft fuzz of the flocking. There are even some tiny glass birds with feathery tails, and some with tails like soft paintbrushes. Those feel lovely, don't they? I remember sitting for ages when I was little, just stroking the tails across my hand. Have you made a decision? What do you want on your tree? You don't have to decide it all now, but if you have an idea, you can then decide on the colour of your Christmas lights. If you're going for a specific colour scheme, then I think white lights look best. But if you want rainbow colours, then there is a set of multicoloured lights too. The choice is yours. Claire holds up two sets of lights, wrapped carefully around special hangers, and you reach out and take the set that you like the look of. Don't worry, I've already checked they work. The beauty of the new LED lights means no fiddling with bulbs, Claire says, unwinding the plug as she hands it to you. You take it to plug in. Now, you take the lights and you can start winding them around the tree. You unwind the first part of the cord of lights and take it around the back of the tree. Claire has left it so you can walk all the way round and you move clockwise around the tree, unravelling the lights behind you, spreading them out so that they fall across the branches, winding up and up towards the top of the tree. As you get to the end of the lights, you take the final part off the hanger and then wind it around the very top of the Christmas tree, tying a loose knot in the top so that it stays in place. You step back and check where the lights have landed. Some are close together, so you reach in, spreading them out between the layers of branches. You can feel the smooth needles against the back of your hand as you move one cluster across a bough. That looks really good, Claire tells you. Now you need to put the ornaments on. Some of them have little cord loops, while others will need these special tree hooks. Claire opens a pot, and you see a little plastic hooks which look a bit like unbent paper clips. I love these, because they hook over the branches and then you can put the ornaments wherever you want on the tree. You ponder over what to put on first. There's so much choice. You feel a bit like a child in a sweet shop, surrounded by all the pretty, sparkly trinkets. You decide on a large glass bauble, which is amazingly light when you pick it up. You realise how incredibly thin the glass must be and how fragile it is, and you feel your hand tremble slightly with the thought of dropping it. Claire senses your fear. It's okay, it's only an ornament. If it breaks, it's not the end of the world. But don't worry, I think it's in safe hands. You'll be fine. She hands you a metal hook, which you attach to the loop of the ornament, and then look at the tree, wondering where to put it. That bauble looks quite large, Claire says. I think you might want to put it on one of the thicker branches near to the centre of the tree. It would probably be too heavy for the thin, spindly branches on the edge. Following Claire's advice, you pick a suitable-looking branch in the middle of the tree and reach your hand in between the green boughs, searching for the perfect spot. You see a part of the tree which has space and you slip the hook over the branch. You feel reluctant to let go, afraid that the ornament might not be securely attached and will tumble to the floor. But you take a deep breath and gently move your hand back, letting the branch take the full weight. You hold your breath as you wait to see if it's safe or if you're going to hear a crash, but nothing happens, and you pull your hand gently back, avoiding brushing the branch again. The bauble hangs perfectly in a space in the tree, already giving the plain-looking pine tree a pretty Christmassy look. If it looks this good with one ornament, what's it going to look like when you're finished? That looks great, Claire agrees. What are you going to put on next? You see some sparkly, glittery snowflakes and decide that these would look perfect on the tree. They each come with their own little hook attached, so all you need to do is hang them on the tree. You strategically place them around, making sure you walk all the way around the tree so that they evenly cover it and can be seen from every angle. As you stretch your hand into one spot, you suddenly feel a sharp scratch on the back of your hand and you pull your arm back in shock. You can just make out a faint scratch on the back of your palm. The tree has got you. Ow! You say aloud as you instinctively raise your hand to your mouth. That, Claire says, is the hazard of decorating a Christmas tree. Those needles can be sharp. I guess that's why they got their name. Just be glad I'm not making you decorate with holly, because that's even worse. You decide not to be deterred, and setting your shoulders, you pick up another ornament ready to do battle. This time, you're more aware of the needles and carefully place the teardrop-shaped glass bauble without incident. Next, you spot some shiny metal bells, which tinkle as you lift them out. You hang them on the end of the branches so that they make a gentle, melodic sound as people brush past them. It's like hearing sleigh bells, and your thoughts turn to Father Christmas and presents. The tree will make the perfect home for the presents to sit beneath. You see a bag full of bushy tinsel, and you can thread some of this through the gaps in the branches to fill the space. Or you can keep the tree more minimalist and forego it. The choice is yours. Either way, you can't resist running the fluffy strands of tinsel through your hands to feel the soft, tickly sensations. If you decide not to put it on the tree, you can always use it to decorate windowsills and tabletops for instant sparkle and colour. Don't forget to put on the decorations you made earlier. They look amazing and they smell of Christmas. If you want, later you could thread some popcorn onto strings and hang them on the tree as well. After Christmas, they can go outside for the birds to eat. Turning back to the box of ornaments, you see there are lots of clear icicles which seem to radiate light. You take them out and see they have gold cord loops which you can hang straight over the ends of the boughs. Their long, thin, elegant shapes help to draw your eye down the tree and add a new dimension. Seeing the icicles, Claire says, candy canes are a popular decoration to hang on trees. They seem quite modern, but they date back over 350 years. They are originally straight and white, but in 1670, the choirmaster at the Cologne Cathedral in Germany bent the sugar sticks into canes to represent a shepherd's staff. The red-coloured stripes were added 50 years later. You continue to hang the decorations, moving around the tree, pausing to see where there's a space and which ornament would look best. When you think you've finished, you take a step back and admire your work. It looks spectacular. The colours are beautiful and it is the focal point in the room, drawing your eye to it. That looks gorgeous, Claire tells you. You need to put the finishing touches to it, though. First, there's some beautiful, fine angel hair, which will give the tree some sparkle. Claire hands you a mound of thin, metallic strands. It looks like a bird's nest, but it's made of tinsel-like strands in a faint, iridescent colour. You pull out a few of the strands and drape them over the branches of the tree. They hang down in a waterfall of shimmering beauty and drift gently in the slight draught. It looks magical. You also have to put something at the very top of the tree. It's crowning glory, so to speak. You can choose an angel or a star. Both are equally popular. Which would you like? You make your decision, and standing on tiptoe, you reach up, stretching to attach it to the very top spike of the tree. You step back and look at the tree. It really looks magnificent. The bright, shining baubles stand out dramatically against the dark green of the pine needles. Now you need to see it with the lights on. This is when I think that Christmas trees look their best and most magical. You sit down while I turn all the lights off. Claire walks around the room, switching off lights and lamps, plunging the room into semi-darkness. She then walks across to the plug and stands by the switch. Are you ready for the official switching on of the lights? Let's count down. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. With a loud click, Claire flicks the switch and the tiny twinkly bulbs burst into light, shining brightly in the darkness. The rays of light spread out like tiny starbursts and reflect off the glittery surface of the baubles and smooth glass. The ornaments glow with colour, and that glow seems to spread through the room, giving a soft, warm atmosphere. With the music playing in the background, Claire passes you your drink, and you help yourself to some more nibbles. Sitting back in your chair, you feel truly Christmassy.